Hello and welcome to On Design, the show brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, each week we peer in on an aspect of design that we think deserves a little bit more attention. From overlooked visionaries to architectural triumph and icons in the making, plus the origins of everyday items. This week, Monocle's writer and assistant books editor, Michaela Aitken, tells us about the enduring design legacy of Munich's 1972 Olympic Games and how the cocooned arenas and tasteful typography of the Olympic Park lent the young Federal Republic some much-needed design kudos.
As the heady activism of the 1960s petered out, and hash-fueled haze and laid-back liberalism of the 1970s oozed into popular culture, Western Germany hatched a plan to host the 1972 Summer Olympics. It was a plan that, if successful, would position the Federal Republic of Germany at the centre of this progressive and open-minded era and help to celebrate a country reborn. The two-week-long sporting spectacle would be a monumental display of soft power, and so the government set about readying the city. But with true German Effizienz, there was no haphazard rush to erect temporary sporting structures. Instead, the plans were playful, practical, and long-lasting. Construction of a subway network began in 1966, and the first U-Bahn line was up and running in time to speed spectators north from the city centre to Olympia Park. Commuters today still pass through the late architect Alexander Freier von Branke's original tangerine tunnels at Marienplatz and ride in the jaunty retro carriages that over four decades later continue to zip along the U-Bahn network. Another astutely forward-thinking design example from the 72 Olympics was the introduction of pictograms. In his post as artistic director for the Games, graphic designer and typographer Otto Eicher implemented a radically new form of translinguistic communication. With the help of Rolf Müller, he developed service-led pictograms. And with designer Gerhard Jochsch, he created a suite of sporting symbols. Today, more than 700 variations of the friendly stick figures can be found worldwide. Look out for them the next time you head to a public loo or pass through a transport hub. Then there's Olympia Park and the Athletes' Village. Two more pieces of iconic infrastructure that were implemented for the Games. A 3 square kilometre former army airfield was earmarked for the site, and a competition was launched to find the best design based on the ideals of democracy, openness and freedom. Günther Bienisch won the contract, and along with Frei Otto, Carlo Weber, Fritz Auer, Winfried Buxel and Erhard Trenkner executed the spidery stadium roofs. These delicate silhouettes still line the northern skyline, and more than 4 million people visit each year. The Athletes' Village was also drafted with a post-games mindset. Architects Hinle, Wischner und Partner concocted an exemplary piece of sustainable urbanism. Roads were run under 3,000 plus apartments to encourage sprouting greenery and a blossoming community. In the opening week of the Games, the mood in the village was rapturous. The low-key security was a deliberate display of the new relaxed German approach. Athletes and their support teams milled about freely, mingling across terrace balconies and in the open spaces. But on the 11th day, darkness descended over the Games.
Early this morning, a group of Palestinian terrorists fought their way into the Olympic Village and to the accommodation of the Israeli team.
8 Palestinian terrorists broke into the Israeli team's rooms, killing 2 people and taking 9 hostages. Only hours later, a botched ambush attempt by German police resulted in the deaths of the 9 hostages. The idea of a liberal Games was shattered by the events of 1972. Today, Munich's Games are rarely remembered for anything else. And yet, while wandering the streets and riding the U-Bahn, one must admire the aspiration and optimism embodied by the work of the designers and architects who dared dream of tomorrow's Munich. For Monocle, I'm Michaela Aitken.
And our very special thanks to Michaela Aitken there for that fine report on the kinks and scuffles that gave rise to Munich's eye-catching Olympia Park, and perhaps how legacy of such things should be pursued. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or, you lucky things, download the podcast at any time you like. Do also remember there are always more Bavarian delights to be dished out under the covers of our new Munich travel guide, which is available in any self-respecting bookshop now. I'm Josh Fannett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.